And so what kind of jobs have you held?
Well, at first we farmed for quite a while. And
what kind of crops did you grow?
Cotton, alfalfa, primarily. And then in about 1953-54 area, we had severe drought in this part of the country. And so about 1957, we leased the farm out and ran it with a foreman, and I came to El Paso and went to work for El Paso Natural Gas Company and worked for them for 26 years. And then retired, and am now probably busier than I ever have been. I'm the chairman of the El Paso Scottish Rite Bodies here, so there's only 9 of them in the state of Texas. So this is our building here, and it's a fraternal organization. So I'm still active in that very much.
That's great. What other organizations have you belonged to in El Paso?
Well, let's see. Mainly, I was involved in Clint when we were living down there. I belonged to the Clint, I was president of the Clint Lions Club there. And of course, masonry involves several different things. I'm went in Fraternity Lodge 1111, a Masonic Lodge here in El Paso, and belong to the Scottish Rite now, and belong to the El Monte Shriners Shrine Temple here in El Paso. And am very active in the Scottish Rite. I'm on the Board of Trustees of the Texas Scottish Rite Hospital in Dallas and go there 4 times a year for meetings, and we offer our services free to all the children all over the state of Texas, mainly protheses, dyslexia, that type of thing. We have on the active patient roll probably about 11,000 kids from the state of Texas, and we don't charge a dime for any of our services.
That's great. That's great. Do you do anything here in El Paso, like with dyslexia? Or?
Well, we're in the process, hopefully. Down the road, we have become a tax-exempt organization, and we hope to set a dyslexic clinic up here in this building at some time. That's it's in the planning stages anyway.
That's great. Did your mother and did your mother work?
No, she went to school back in Pennsylvania, Mount Vernon, junior college equivalent. But when she and my dad got married, well, they were involved in the farming business. And back in those days, unless you were a school teacher, probably, the ladies worked, you know, were housewives and helped run the family, I guess you'd say.
And what do you know what your ultimate ancestry is?
I can trace back on my father's side to my great-great-grandfather, who was born in Alabama and moved to Texas in the 1830s. Well, my great-grandfather moved to Texas in the 1830s, but my great-great-grandfather was in Alabama.
And what about in Europe? Have you thought about where you came from in Europe?
Well, my mother traces, there was a de Turk family, and traces back to the Huguenots, French Huguenots, and they were primarily French, Scotch, Irish, English conglomeration, you might say.
Now, what's your religion?
Methodism.
And in the Methodist Church, who leads the service?
The minister. Now, I was treasurer of our Methodist Church for 25 years and have been on the board forever, I guess, since we were grown adults.
That's great.